Funny story. Visual gags don't work on podcasts. You did one last week, too, and so it was like 20 seconds of silence because of a visual gag, and I had to cut it all the way down. Yeah,
visual gags don't do very well.
Yeah, they don't really do well in audio recordings. Sometimes they do, and that one's weird, and you don't ever want to go there.
Man.
So, everybody, who are you? Why are you in my room? Several of you are sitting, like, inches away from where I masturbate, so I want to know, like...
I'm pretty sure you masturbate where I'm sitting, so...
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you had your face in that last night when you were taking a nap.
Yeah,
that was. That was right where you
was. It wasn't drool.
I know. Yeah.
There's just so much cum
there's a pillow.
Yeah. Oh, the pillow's probably full of cum, too, so...
Yeah. Just filled to the brim with cum. You need a light switch just a fucking level of cum.
Why do you keep whitest kids you know really quick? There's semen everywhere!
Because we are the whitest kids you know. Like, he is the whitest Arab you'll ever meet.
So,
he loves Power Rangers, for fuck's sake.
That's true.
You probably are the whitest Arab I've ever eyes on. Well, I'm Tunisian, so I'm not, like, on the weird part.
It's like Mediterranean Arab. It's not even, like, real
it's
Arab.
Not, like, Arab.
Not real Arab. The worst thing I'll do is, like, throw olive oil at you. That's the max.
What? That's still pretty fucking inconsiderate, though. Like, what if you got some silk shit on or, like, leather? It's just like, bam! You'll never get this off.
But your skin is so much softer afterwards.
Your skin is popping. If you're fucking leather, what good does that do? Nothing.
Why?
So, you all remember Rammstein from the 2000s.
Rammstein. Yes.
Yeah. So, when we were
I
in high school...
I, too, was 15 years old once.
Yeah. We would give Lasho a theme song where instead of saying the wrong...
I showed
up here
from Germany, by the way.
It'd be like, off, white. And it is great. That is awesome.
Dentist. Chugga-chugga-wugga. Delista. Chugga-chugga-wugga.
Can you be a Brain Creed cover band?
Yes.
That's your thing?
Man, I just want to be a Homestar cover band.
Okay.
No!
Dude, a band that covers nothing but songs from cartoons
yes.
would be the best things ever.
We have to do They Might Be Giants.
But me first
Dude,
in the Gimme Gimmes?
No, just them. Like, just music. Could you imagine somebody covering a song from Home Movies?
Oh my
Don't
god.
Don't put marbles in your nose, put them in there. Do not put them in there.
I can hear it. I can hear it at Armstrong.
Let's fucking do it.
Let's do it.
In that order.
Yeah.
Yes. I'd be all over that.
But seriously, there are people in this room that people at home don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So people should introduce themselves. You, starting with you.
Why me?
Because you're on this side.
Yeah. Mark.
Mark. Okay.
The Mark.
How many M's are in Mark?
Mark, yeah.
You're confused about your own name?
Two or three M's.
Three or four
M's.
There's
two
or three M's.
Dude, definitely
a hard
three.
R and a K.
Whoa, the hard R? That makes
hard
it
R.
Risque.
Yeah. Hard
I thought you were just thinking real hard about it.
The hard R.
And you, other Ian?
I'm the other Ian. Am I a designated other Ian?
Well, he was here last week.
I'm other Ian. Oh, okay, so therefore I am.
Yeah.
fuck yeah.
Yeah, I'm other Ian.
Yeah.
Sleeping on the couch, so.
This is our couch nigga.
I've also been sleeping on the couch.
Yeah, together.
The other couch.
Yeah.
No.
We swap couches. We're couch swappers.
They're couch swappers, yes.
Yeah.
Is that like
I think that's
buddies?
A
sp-
much
that
like
sometimes
they kind of couch swappers 9.
It's like snowball interior.
Yeah. So, the people who wanted to bring up snowballing last week didn't bring up snowballing, but now that we're dudes and we don't mind caring about this, like, is it weird? Like, is snowballing, like, super weird? Is that even, like, the weirdest thing in the world?
What
would
the
that cause?
Snowballing?
It's a little
no. Let me give you a first
hand. Wait. Are we talking, like, you know, fucking Clerks 1 snowball?
Yes. Yeah. Snowballing from
snowballing.
Clerks 1.
Dude,
like,
if a chick ever, like, no, there's two things. There's when a girl just blew you. And she swallows, and you kiss her, and then when there's a girl who just blew you, and you nut, and she spits it at you, the first one is you not being an asshole so you can continue getting blown, and the second one is the chick's equivalent of revenge for any time you've ever tried anal ever. Because that's the only fucking rational explanation. Because when some shit like that goes down, that's not like, oh, baby, or I was just being mean. That is spite. That is a wrath that you have incurred through a mistake in your past. That is the only fucking way that can explain why you would fuck up. And it's just like, by the way, see how you like me in your eye, bitch!
That's not snowballing. You don't spit it on,
okay,
on the dude's
back
face.
Back to the discussion hand, though. I love that she tried to use this ammunition against you.
And then she's,
she's like, you know what? You're an asshole, Sam. Fuck you. I am going to tell the whole world.
She just talks up
deepest, darkest secret.
So
it's
bad.
Like...
Can I just do demonstrations?
Like,
for Ian?
Because like all day she was like, "Oh, I'm gonna bring something up on the podcast. It's the reason all my friends think you're gross and all of this and all of that." And so I'm trying to think. I'm like, "What the fuck did I do?" Like, I remember one time I accidentally put my pinky in her butthole, but like, what the fuck was it? And then she was like, "Oh, it happened such and such." I was like, "Oh, the snowballing?" And then Lash was like, "That's it?" Like, I was expecting, like...
I'm looking for a fucking A-bomb.
Like, something huge. Like, yes, it's sexually deviant, but it's not, it's not, like, pegging. It's not, like, fucking... It's not even close to, like, on the weird scale. Like, she needs to look at a lot more internet porn. Because, like, there is so much worse shit out there than fucking snowballing.
It's pretty fucking, like, that is out there. I feel like that's one of those things, if you don't specifically request, it's done out of spite. Because, I don't know...
Yeah, the point was the specific request. It's not like, why would it gross her out if she was the one that spit it at me, sort of shit. Just like, oh no, I totally spoiled it. That's my girl. No problem.
we just turn away.
That would be right.
Gotcha, bitch.
Yeah, like I was all prepared to call last episode snowballing and everything, and then she didn't bring it up.
Well, maybe that's why she didn't, dude. You fucking like you cut her off at the knees. Then.
Yeah, she was getting ready to like ruin my life, and I was embracing it. But
was she pinky in her asshole?
What? It was on accident. Like
it was automatically
she accidentally cut her pinky in her asshole. Really skinny, really small girl, and like. When you go for two, like, you don't even have to go for two in the pink, one in the sink. You just go, like, two in the pink, and one of them's up there. It was also my first girlfriend, and so I'm just like, I know it's around here somewhere. Nope, not the right. Sorry, I was
sorry, like, which knuckle did you get to?
like barely first knuckle.
Okay.
It was
like
oh, accidental elbow.
Fucking puppet. Like accidental third knuckle deep. Whoops, I'm sorry. Three knuckles.
It was like one.
Oh shit, I'm sorry.
You know, you work like three fingers in by the time you realize.
Emma wants to leave now.
Yeah, I was in the last one, there were two other girls, and so this conversation never went this crazy. And now I'm involved in this bunch of dudes, and I have
we
to
got
a
years of the catalog of butt stuff. Just get
rid of yeah, I know. Like,
there is an episode called Butt Grapes, okay?
I totally would.
Yeah.
I'm with Emma. Y'all should like turn down.
For what? The one fan that you have in Sweden listens because of these conversations.
Yeah.
Right
you can't let him down.
He beats up.
Yeah.
This is what he gets right off. Getting off this. Just us. That's what I do. I don't know. I wish you had a matrix of how many people masturbated you.
Like SoundCloud adds to that now. It's like, well, 15 people listened and 8 of them were jerking off.
2 of them got off. I just bought a computer.
Alex just bought a computer.
Oh, damn.
I told
damn.
You partial payment's a good thing.
Did you partial payment or did you just throw down
yeah.
for all of it?
He's down for partial.
Partial
nice.
Payment.
Nice.
People on Craigslist
just
want to get rid of their shit.
Give him some up front and then... And
blow
then,
him.
I'll just blow him, yeah.
Yeah.
I will
for the other half.
Administer oral sex to him, but it's going to be later. That's the thing is because I'm going to be like, dude, I'm really busy this week. I don't have time.
I don't have an hour and a half.
And if he does,
like, you come next week, is that okay? I'll make you come next week.
I'm really bad at this. It's gonna take you that long.
Man, I once bought, like...
Just kidding, guys. I'm great at blowjobs.
Example of, like, they just get rest up. I remember for, like, $100, I bought 3 tubs that was, like, wider than my, like, as I am long. Like, or whatever, full of Legos. Just full of Legos.
Oh, I was weak.
Yeah,
a huge payoff. It was just like
yeah.
3 tubs. You don't say tubs.
3 tubs.
Unless it's something like
yeah, it was
of
Legos.
Jello.
No, but it was Legos. Legos. And
I love
like,
how you just have to like accent that so hard. That just makes it sound like you mean sex toys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Legos.
Legos.
There's
so many dildos.
Legos are like the code word for dildos. Now, like if you look under my bed, I have 3 tubs full of dildos.
Holy shit. really small.
Full of different toys. And I can't get rid of them. It's like no one buys the stuff, and I'm an impulse buyer, so like I bought them, and now no one else wants to buy them.
No one
wants to buy
you
sex toys.
I haven't used
slightly.
All of them. There's only a couple of them I used.
Well, then, like, the package deal. Like, you have to sort which ones are in packaging and which aren't. That's the ones that are easy.
You have to buy them all to get the best deal.
Yeah.
Well, that's just fucked off. I mean, why would you expect anyone to do that? That's on you. You gotta make the hustle, dude. I can't see Emma, though, with a big jacket filled with sex toys. It's like, hey, bro. Want a big black strap on? You're like, no, get away from me.
It comes packaged with the game.
This purple.
It's an Axe body spray. We all seen that video.
Yeah.
That's why we all just laughed.
Okay, so
I play GameCube with my pants off. That's okay.
Did you ever hide like drugs or money in the bottom of the GameCube?
That's what they were for.
That's
right?
What those compartments
that
are for.
Thing, that's what it's for. Yeah.
You stash your weed in there.
How's your weed?
I would put like pennies because I didn't smoke weed or have sex or have money.
Like, jingle jangling around in there.
Yeah.
I didn't have a game. Cube, dude. It's okay. You guys.
The GameCube came out when you were like what, 11? I think I was 11 when it came out. That wasn't that good of a joke, but it's funny. Everyone laughed.
I didn't know I was older than you,
dude.
Yeah, it's a little, little boy.
Dude, everyone's older.
So on the radio last night at work, I called James. He's like a 16 and 4 days year old boy in there. I'm like, hey, can you log me off of the register? He's like, yep, done. I'm like, thank you, you're a beautiful boy, over the radio. And everyone was like, what the fuck? And I'm like, I mean, he's a beautiful boy. What else can I say? It was delicious.
That's,
we fucked.
That's so you're telling me you're employing an underage individual.
Because
you sick 4 days until
Nightline's
going to
be all over. The next story is all theaters.
I said 16
theater managers.
And 4 days.
And child.
Days.
And this right
child
here is going to be the sound clip that gets selected from when the feds are just like,
just
so,
scan. I got one.
We need you to talk about your friend Sam.
It's great.
Wait, who's pinking my asshole once?
It's okay, it was only the first knuckle.
It's hardly.
She was super underage. So are you?
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm getting a free printer as well.
Oh, nice.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Well, this guy wants
work.
To blow you.
This guy really wants to blow me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm getting a Mac Pro.
Do you think there's a catch though?
Huh?
You think there's a catch to this?
It's filled with spiders.
Like,
oh, yeah.
He's giving it away so cheap and throwing all this extra shit. Like, is it stolen?
I mean, I don't know.
It's filled with spiders.
Well, on the bright side,
like, it's older stuff. It's not like a brand new Mac Pro and all
true.
That.
That's
I'd be
true.
Suspicious of that. But it's like, you know, I could see this sitting in some high school art room for a few years and having.
Yeah, like, this definitely sounds like post-upgrade, getting rid of
yeah.
that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like
the person probably just.
It's a high-end machine, but a high-end machine from like 3 or 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Which is still a high-end machine.
So someone who bought a high-end machine like that probably is going to want the
yeah.
more
yeah.
high-end machine.
Dude, that's how
out.
I got those two
yeah.
PA speakers. Craigslist, every once in a while, you stumble on some good shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
90% of the furniture in this house is Craigslist stuff.
I spent $200.
Dude,
I got like $600-$700
so
worth of fucking speaker. You can stumble on some cool shit.
Yeah,
now,
like, like our porn couch and the. In the garage,
yeah.
probably is a real porn couch.
It's awesome.
We got it for free on Craigslist.
Now, the only hard thing was getting those speakers, because you've seen how tall they are, in the back of that 94 fucking Subaru. Oh, dude, because it was when I was living in Heights, and I was the only one who could go and get it. So we had the speaker hanging, the first one hanging halfway out the back, and the other one was just sitting in the back seat, and we're about 20 miles of highway away from this with this big ass speaker. I now know how every Mexican who's ever driven with like every family member holding a sofa on the roof has felt ever.
Is that,
like
is that a stereotype? Sofas?
Or not
is
mattress.
That
mattress. Mattress. My bad.
Like
mattress.
Peruvian swooping in at the last minute to save the day.
The stereotype was more for all the people in the car to hold the couch down.
Dude,
yeah,
you know what I fucking mean. Fuck up, man. It was a really good build up, but I just
no one else would have done that.
Because
like, they can't fit that many people into a car. I'm pretty sure clowns are all Mexican.
That's why they wear the face paint, so they'll look white.
Yeah, exactly.
White face, dude, they're secretly being racist.
just like us, they right now.
No, dude, this is openly. It's on the internet. You can use it as proof. It can be used against you.
Is there a clown college in Austin? What better thing on your resume is like all of us to go get a quick certificate after like 3 months and we got it.
It'd be great. I'm like, yeah, I have a bachelor's of arts in communications and I've graduated from clown college.
What else?
You know it's really hard to graduate clown college, right?
Clowns are hard.
You can do like a somersault and backflip and fucking make a kid diddle and laugh. You're good.
Wait,
you have a weird version of clown.
Wait.
You never gave a clown a hand job?
That wasn't a clown.
Jackson Pollock came.
That wasn't a clown. That was your uncle.
They're all dead.
His uncle was a clown. His uncle was a clown.
Every time he's like, do, refresh memories.
The clown's breath always smelled like whiskey. They just push it into the closet.
This
got dark.
Yes.
I don't like clowns either.
I don't like my own.
Let's talk about something else.
Yeah, I don't like things that deny physics. Falling into the car.
I lived in Abilene, we had a clown car wreck right in front of my house.
That's fucking hilarious.
Oh, dude, you better believe I was like 6 when this happened. I go
so,
out.
So, 2002?
I don't fucking.
It's gonna keep going. You keep bringing up age. You have to.
Yeah, dude, whatever. Kiss my ass. But yeah. All
right.
So
like,
I
that was
up.
Right as 9/11 happened, right?
Okay, so towers are burning in the background. Clown car is crashing by the
air. Dude, I was in Abilene. I was nowhere near.
Nobody in this room got more nervous during 9/11.
I know it's not bad. I understood the importance of that later. But as a little kid, I watched that in the gymnasium. I was just like, shit, somebody's going to be pissed. I didn't understand how big a deal that was till I got home later that day.
Well, see, I was actually living in New York at the time.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Like, I didn't fucking get it.
He's actually one of the people that committed suicide from the top floor.
Well, that's
cool. I heard the story of my dad who, like, later on when he was talking about it, my mom was just remembers on that day when it happened, calling my mom, just like, where are the kids? Where are the kids? And it's like, they're in school. Gotta get the kids out. Gotta get the kids out of school. And freaking out. And like, and then my mom came and picked me up, I think. And so... And I got to go home, but it was like, oh, okay.
Like, going home and seeing that in news, just like, well, fuck, the next 11 years are going to be hard.
Yeah, I know. We watched it on TV. Like, a lot of our teachers were putting on TV. So we're all watching it. Little kids just like...
Oh. Yeah, only Arab in the classroom. Like, they're not my...
See, that's the thing, though. Like, we were all in the gymnasium watching that shit. And everything we could think of was just like... Damn, that is a big ass fucking building.
I think America needs, cause like America needs a new villain. Like, remember how it was like the Japanese at one point, mm-hmm. and it's been the Arabs for a while. I'm still waiting for like maybe in 2040.
Well,
or any other year.
sounds like a promise right there.
of when America gets, you know what I mean? Like, there's always like this certain race that's the villain of that like generation.
We've had a lot.
Dude, we are the villain of that generation. Like, somebody's just gonna snap off and want to kick off into our ass.
I want Canadians to be the next one. Like,
dude, how can we make Canada look bad?
We'll just build a fence across the Great Lakes.
Hey man, Canadians turn people into walruses.
Dude, you remember the last time we picked a fight with Canada, they burnt down the fucking White House. No, that's the thing. I
that's
hate
so
to quote Dennis Leary, but they're too nice, they're too friendly, and they live right above us. I guarantee you, it's going to be the one thing. You know why bouncers are so nice to you when you first go in bars? So, because they can kick your ass, but it makes their job a lot harder if they have to. You know why Canada is a lot nicer? Same reason.
Free healthcare.
I feel like
free
it's just paying,
free,
dude.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
free
do
healthcare
that if I was you, eh?
And a non, like, expansionist doctrine. Like,
free blood pressure medicine.
Normandy, burning down the White House. All that needs to get said. Let's pick a fight a third time.
I think Canada just moved all their angry people to Quebec. They're just like, look, the rest of us are really nice because we have a place for them. And they just sit there and be angry in French.
Also, there's nothing going on in the top part.
Just Inuits.
I played online with like people from Quebec, like the French speakers of Canada are like, they're mean. They're like, and they talk shit about all the other Canadians.
Yeah,
they do.
And then all the other Canadians talk shit about them.
Because they can speak French and speak two languages, then they're better than the rest of the Canadians.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing though, they're French. They've got just enough French in them to make you want to smack the fuck out of them. No, dude, I hate to say it, but if you've ever come across a shit-talkingest kind of people, you get Cajun. Cajuns are nice French people because the French fucking kicked them out long enough ago. They don't even remember they're French anymore, except the fact that they speak Kuna sometimes. You get fucking people who are legitimately have French, or they can fucking say that they're part French. They're just all shitbacks.
Yeah, but it's easy to get advice with them because they always get.
Yeah, and you talk shit too. Fuck off, no, idiot.
They created an entire sport about running away.
Yep.
I said that same joke last night. He was there, and I think Alex was there.
Parkour is the art of running away. Yeah, it's what's cool is it's technically a martial art, which is cool, but it's the martial art of running away.
It's the martial art of getting the fuck out of there. Yeah. For you ass geeks.
Anyone else think karate's bullshit?
It's pretty
you know what I mean? Like all these kids are like, oh, this guy's like, I'm a fucking black belt. No, you just have low self-esteem.
it's Taekwondo that's bullshit. I know like two or three people that have black belts in Taekwondo, and I think I can take them in a fight.
Honestly?
Yeah, right? Dude, 8-year-olds get black belts in Taekwondo.
It's exactly. When people start talking about the fighting styles that have 5 syllables. It's got 3 syllables, what do you know? I know Jeet Kune Do. I'm like, okay.
You can know anything but one good like right hook and they're done. Like what is all the like the preventive moves and
no
shit?
Dude,
like,
I remember when I was 296 pounds, cause I'm like fucking like 180 something right now. I remember when I was that fucking heavy and I got hit in the jaw, and then I remember when I weighed like a normal person, I got hit in the jaw, and you better believe that extra 100 fucking pounds makes getting hit in the jaw suck a whole lot fucking less. The moment I shrinked up, I talked shit to a guy that had a foot and 60 pounds on me. His name was Landslide. And Landslide put me through a fucking bookshelf.
You actually met a dude named Landslide?
I don't know what his actual name was. But he was talking shit and everybody called him Landslide. And he said that's how. And then fucking I asked him who he was when he was at fucking home. And then he hit me and I picked myself back up. And that was the worst 10 minutes of my life. That ended with me in a bookshelf against my own volition.
What about losing your virginity? Was that... I thought that was the worst sentence.
No.
I think... I know,
dude,
same
I made
Devin's
breakfast, yeah. And she didn't fucking stay. Nothing. Didn't get called for the next 4 months. Nah,
it's Landslide.
Dude.
Landslide.
Landslide just wanted call.
Well, I mean, dude, somebody puts you through a bookshelf. That's love. The Ike Turner School of Romance.
I just thought of this because I quoted a Cards Against Humanity card, but we should do a audio let's play of Cards Against Humanity one night.
Oh,
and that just be the theme of the podcast. We play Cards Against Humanity for a couple
hours.
Dude,
I have every single
and then I'll cut out like boring shit.
Oh yeah, you
but
have a bigger problem.
Usually
have,
we're talking like crazy during Cards Against Humanity anyways, so
yeah, I have,
I think it'd be funny.
Every expansion for it. Like not the good. Little minor like patch.
Do you have the bigger blacker box to put it in? Have you gotten your secret card out of the bigger blacker box?
Yeah, the biggest, blackest stick.
And it's foil! It's so
foil
cool.
Card.
The first time I ever played Cards Against Humanity was the best. I was playing with Mark here or whatever, and the thing was like, oh, blank, these kids are getting into these days or whatever. Uh-huh. Like, oh, the kids are getting into this. And each one of our answers had to do with being gay. It was like the most fucked up ever. I remember mine was like same-sex ice skating, and then my sister was the gays, and then it was like those kind of answers. And I remember I laughed probably one of the hardest in my life, because it's just like, it wasn't planned. We all just happened to get the same thing. Yeah. And it was the best.
When I pooped, what came out of my butt?
The
game. Monica actually played that card, and the two best ones were, I think, two midgets shitting in a bucket, and the blood of Christ. A tiny horse. That was another one. A tiny horse.
Tiny horse is best card forever, no matter what comes out, is bees?
Bees?
Because so, it's while they're reading them off, and it's just the confusion
bees.
Because it never makes any sense.
So
as well as having to read it because of the question mark.
So what looks cool, and I really want them, except the fact that the card backs are different ruin the fucking, like, makes it unplayable, is there's unofficial expansions for it called Crabs Adjust Humidity, but they
yeah.
say Crabs Adjust Humidity on the back. So it's like, I play a Crabs Adjust Humidity card, everyone else plays a Cards Against Humanity card, they know which one's mine. The game is lost. No one fuck it, like...
Well, don't you mix those cards with everybody? Everyone has some of those?
But
don't
still, like, everyone sees a good... It's like,
make
the only way we'd be...
fucking eyes.
Everyone, the only way we'd be able to do it is if the... Like, yeah. Like, when we do, when we play with small groups, the judge or whatever, like, has to look away or go do something else. Like, we would have to do that no matter
the
size of the group.
Do you know he's all this? Sleeves.
I'm not sleeving fucking cards against you goddamn manatee.
Dude. There are a lot of cards that are against humanity.
Yeah.
Like, I sleeved Legendary, and I regret it every day, because the new expansion came out with 550 more cards, and so, like, to buy it, it now costs me $90 instead of $60, because I have to go buy 550 fucking more sleeves.
What the fuck was that?
Complaining.
That was his speaking spell, but the battery died.
The horses.
Things are scary when they run out of batteries. My sister had one of those Cabbage Patch Kids that you fed it. Like, you fed it food, and like you fed it little things, and it had a little backpack, so it just went in the backpack. But batteries went low, it was like, feed me. And then it ate, the funny thing is, it ate my sister's hair. It grabbed onto it, and they had to cut my sister's hair off just to get it off, and then like my sister just was scared of Cabbage Patch Kids from then on out.
It's like a weird cum dispenser, just like, oh, this is where it's gonna go.
Oh, it's the worst.
There was a video
that's
of
terrible.
A...
That's terrible. Feed me! All
right. There was a video of a... of a big
then
mouth Billy Bass.
Then you can spell sheep goes mad.
A video of a big mouth Billy Bass that whenever it would sing and lift up, it immediately went to, like, fucked up growling death metal vocals. So here I was, just walking down the street singing. Because it didn't have enough battery power to lift up the fish and sing, so it had to split between the two, and it didn't do either of them very well. So it was just a possessed Billy Bass, and it was amazing.
I want one. Right
it was
now.
Amazing.
I would quit that shit all the time.
Like, it was intense.
So you just have to get a Billy Bass away from it to run out of batteries.
It was...
Or only put one battery in it.
We're going to Brookstone tonight.
So I remember, like, back in high school, Brookstone had, like, a lot of, like...
Dildos?
No, it was a lot of, like... like picture frames and, like a small IKEA sort of thing. But now, like, the little trinket section is, like, taking over half of the store. And now all they sell is trinkets.
I thought it was always just, like, those, like... massagers and tech shit.
No, like it was like it was always like gifts, but gifts were like picture frames or little mirror things or whatever. But like they always had the tiny little novelty section. But now it's like Brookstone is the novelty store where
you
can
like Hexbug. Here's a whole fucking store filled with Hexbugs.
What the fuck is Brookstone?
It's a mall store.
Yeah.
Get with it, man.
Yeah, he's making up shit.
Yeah, yes, we're making up Brookstone.
Yeah.
What the fuck's Brookstone?
And I shit out Radio Shack.
Yeah. All seven of us are having a group hallucination.
What the fuck
Brookstone.
Is Brookstone? Dude, I've never been there.
No,
you didn't see the commercials for it during Campbell Cove?
No. Oh, you motherfucker. Oh, damn it. Fuck, I'm so glad there's no camera here to see that I just fucked that up terribly.
I read an article that said that Hulu has bailed out Circuit City.
Hulu
is bringing back Circuit City.
As an actual retail store or online?
The retail store.
Why would Hulu want...
I have no clue.
Because like Best Buy's about to go out of business because we don't give a shit about that sort of stuff right now. And so Circuit City already went out of business.
2006.
And has less shit than Best Buy.
I hate
so it's
to
like,
say
why...
it.
Why?
He was 10.
I threw it and you caught it. I love it.
Sorry for interrupting you, but I had to tell the joke.
It was worth it.
That's my lightsaber, motherfucker.
Yeah, fuck off.
Best Buy. I've been in many wars.
Yeah.
With
Best
that.
Buy's dead. Circuit shitty.
Circuit shitty. How many times has that joke been made?
Should stay dead.
The only reason
Best Buy to die is because there's some people still buying shit. That's why only one of them died.
Yeah.
The other one's just been limping along.
Circuit City getting like refunded by Hulu. Honestly, it's one of those deals where you buy a brand name and it wouldn't surprise me if they just kind of changed whatever it fucking was that Circuit City was attempting to do beforehand. Because let's be honest here, when Circuit City and Best Buy were together, yeah, they were supposed to both be the same kind of stores, but when you went to Circuit City, fucking it didn't have any of the shit that you needed when you went to Best Buy. When you went to Best Buy, didn't have any of the fucking shit that you ever needed if you went to Circuit City.
Yeah, Circuit City was more like
the
gigantic store. Was like a gigantic Radio Shack with some Best Buy shit.
Yeah. Like, it was weird, man. Yeah. Like, it was marketed towards old people who didn't know what the fuck to buy.
Yeah.
I bet you
most retail stores are that way.
Yeah.
If Hulu fucking buys it out and they fucking, you know, set this shit back up, I guarantee you it's going to be for their own
pussy
benefit.
And tits, the store. At your Cirque Tit City.
Why would Hulu even care about Circuit
City?
I know. So they're so
like,
weird.
I heard Netflix is buying out Burger King.
I don't believe
any
that.
Fucking matter.
Of course,
like,
it's bullshit.
Dude, the other day I got you need to learn how to live in Lashem's world and expect everything he says to be completely bullshit.
I don't understand Lashem's world.
Except for the year 2040.
The South will rise again.
The other day I went to Burger King and I bit into my burger and there was a Netflix DVD.
So do you like catch and release?
I'm gonna have like a Now I series of TV shows on Netflix about the king.
Yeah.
By the way, those games were fantastic.
Oh, they were.
They were
so,
fun.
They were so bad. They were
no,
the
they
worst
were
thing ever.
I used to play online.
There's
with
a reason
fun.
They resell for 13 cents at GameStop.
Like, they weren't the best made. I mean, it's like a fast food company is putting them out, essentially producing them, and it's but they were fun. Like, especially the ones we could play online. That was fun playing with those.
Oh, by the way, speaking of GameStop, in order to save their business, they now have a GameStop credit card.
Oh, the worst deal.
A 20, was it 25 or 24%
yeah.
monthly
awesome
charge. Not in, like, it's
interest.
Interest,
yeah.
You have to pay 24%.
So, imagine, here's some statistics for you. If you, one conversation, boys. If I go and use my GameStop credit card for 1 year and buy one $60 game, every month for that year, that $720 will take me 8 years to pay off on the GameStop credit card.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guarantee you, they want you to use it a lot more than that. It's retarded. Don't get it. If you're listening, don't ever go to GameStop ever again. It's
darn
not
worth
it.
Just don't go to GameStop.
Nope.
Let's go to GameStop. Hey, let's shoot myself in the kneecap.
Does EB Games still exist?
No, they got bought out
by GameStop.
Yeah. I thought there's still one in the... Not the Austin Highland Mall. That's now school.
No. I thought they were always the same company.
No.
It was Electronic Boutique was
yeah.
EB Games.
Oh, yeah, when I was younger.
And then they tried to hip it up, be EB Games for like a week, and then GameStop bought them out.
I bought my GameCube from there. And Bloody Roar, greatest franchise of all time.
The EB Games that used to be in the San Jack Mall?
Yeah.
They had the Dragon Ball Z RPG for Game Boy Color, like forever. One copy of it sitting on there, and like every single day... When we would go to the mall, I'd go in there, look, see if it's still there, and I'd be like, I want
it. You and I used to go to Sam Goody and
so bad,
around.
But no. Yeah. We'd go to Sam Goody and move all of the porn screens from the porn section to the Disney section. So the porn is just over, but it's like, oh, you can't look at the Lion King.
We
you're
were
not,
bored
you're not
as
old
shit
enough.
Growing up. It's like, do you want to go to Sam Goody and fuck around? It's like, all right.
That sounds good. Dude, I like pushing around a cart at Walmart and filling it with suggestive materials. Like, get lubricants.
Cucumbers.
Cucumbers.
Frozen pizza.
Frozen pizza. Candy. Mm. Lots and lots of candy.
And razor blades.
And rope.
Giant mixing bowl. Saran wrap.
Benadryl.
wire hangers.
Then you ask the cashier, it's like, which bag would be best for, like, a child? A child-sized bag, like 10.
All you have to do is go get the ingredients for crystal meth, and then like Halloween candy. you're trying way too hard. All you have to do is make it look like you're selling meth to kids. Or a bunch of apples and razor blades.
Yeah.
The one guy that did that's now fucked it up for everybody.
Right.
Know,
like,
right?
Seriously, that happened once in the 90s, and everyone's blowing their load about it.
And I'm the one blowing my load about it
because it's hot. Bloody
that
little kids' mouths?
Probably could have been a better phrase chosen for that one.
By the way, if I see any, like, weird imperfection in an apple I'm about to eat, like, if it's, like, somehow a razor blade, like, you can see the slit, right?
Yeah.
I'm not eating that fucking fruit.
I can see the slit. Been looking for the slit since I was 13. Found it when I was 19. I had a weird
That's what being male is, the immortal quest for the slit. I mean, even if you find it more frequently than the person to your left or right, you still want more. has never ended. It is always ongoing. It's like The Legend of Zelda. It goes across time and space. Alternate dimensions. It's just it is always there in different reincarnations.
Ultimate dimensions.
Hey, that actually sounds like a cool band name.
The Ultimate Dimensions.
Sounds like a power metal band.
Yeah,
right? Like nerd rock power metal. We'll do it.
Yeah.
Ultimate Dimensions. Either that, or it's a mathcore band. Get it? That's a pun. Dimensions is a math word. Thank you.
No one will understand that except you, Sam.
That's why I explained it. That was for you, Ian Buckles, if you're listening.
Well, did he have, like, 5 degrees of separation with that joke?
So, Ultimate Dimensions as in size. Yeah. So, it's just, like, something that's super huge.
Yeah. Or, like, fifth dimensional mind constructs. You know. Super nerdy. Go all the way. That's me. You see the four Spider-Man posters and the four My Little Pony posters on my half of the room.
Faggot.
Hey.
Hey,
we don't say that word.
We dropped the hard F.
It's all a hard T. The hard T is what does it. You can just be like, what's up, my faggot?
Tripped off.
All right, let me rephrase this. My good sir, you are homosexual.
Whoa, that's like even worse.
That's way worse. That's like saying you're disappointed in someone.
I know.
Wait.
I feel like that's very homophobic and sexist of you, Ian.
Whoa. I was calling somebody gay.
That's blasphemous.
But you're calling him gay for being a man who likes My Little Pony.
Yeah.
That's being sexist.
Dude, if a girl liked My Little Pony, I'd call her a faggot too. Do you like My Little Pony?
My Little Pony is amazing.
My Little Pony is pretty cool.
Like, when Jess brings up Sailor Moon, she's a faggot too.
Hey, man, you can fuck off. Sailor Moon is the
Sailor
shit.
Sailor Moon Saturday, motherfucker.
Shots fucking fired.
I know, right?
Yeah, Emma coming out claws and teeth, defending the fuck out of that Sailor Moon. Hey, you shut your fucking mouth.
I loved that show when I was little.
I secretly did too.
I still love that show.
I never watched it, so I've never seen an episode of Sailor Moon in my life.
Dude,
it's one of those things
early,
like,
Cartoon Network.
So it's like things I appreciate for existing, but like all I've seen is like the, like right before Dragon Ball Z would start, how they would do like the little clip show or whatever. Like most of it was Outlaw Star. But, like, there'd be clips of Sailor Moon in that, and I'm like, oh, that's a thing that exists. But,
and then he would Google the hentai for it?
Yeah, that was my next point. The only other Sailor Moon I know is, like, on SailorZ.net, but we don't go there. But
the remix.
No, we go there a lot.
Oh, we go there so many times.
That's Anna's my first bookmark.
Yeah,
that's my
only
page. I open my browser and that comes up. Because my computer knows what I'm up to.
Yeah.
It knows, man.
It just goes to your only open page.
You buy your fresh laptop out of the box, like, we get it.
Yeah, you go to Geek Squad, you're like, I need you to set up my, like, welcome back, sir.
We were mentioned, remember from last time?
The usual?
Okay. The guy with the Sailor Moon hands on?
You open it up, it just goes, you, like, welcome to RedTube.
You go to
the moment you open up your computer.
Go to the DVDs and the Sailor Moon in the box, and it's like, Ian loves this shit. So you have your own personal review of this.
Speaking of RedTube, Do y'all remember ever playing RedTube Roulette back in high school?
No.
Where you go to, because RedTube's, for a while, their custom URLs or whatever were just a 4-digit number. And so RedTube Roulette is you go with your friends, and without looking on RedTube, y'all all pick a random number, and then redtube.com/your number, and whoever gets gay porn loses. And so we were playing it at John's house one night, and I lost, but I, like, epic loss, because it was some, like, super scrawny twink guy and some, like, huge bear of a dude. And, like, you could see it on his stomach. We're like, this is so intriguingly disgusting. Like, awesome. This is the best lose ever.
Dude, you didn't lose that. You just locked the fucking shit out of it. Like,
it's like,
you're done.
Yeah.
Like, there's no more roulette for you.
It's like, why ever play ever again? I already won at losing.
So, you know, we're playing right now, but Sam, last time you got the twink bear video,
yes.
So you can't play this time.
Yeah, because you'll all automatically lose.
You're done.
You lost so hard. You automatically can't play anymore.
Go up to her and be like, you better check yourself before you Shrek yourself.
It's all over now.
It's all over now.
It's 53. You want to do shows and tells and end it up?
Sure.
Okay. For the newbies, show and tells are where you talk about something, anything, like what whatever you want, like something cool you've seen recently. It can be like a food, a movie, a comic book, a regular book, a person you met, whatever the fuck you want. And you talk about cool shit you've done that week, etc. Lash, do you have one?
Yeah, I got another indie film.
Yeah?
It's called Life After Beth. It has Aubrey Plaza and the kid from Chronicle and Amazing Spider-Man. One always looks like fucking coked up a little bit.
Oh, Harry Osborn. Dane DeHaan.
Basically, movie's about Harry Osborn loves Aubrey Plaza. She dies somehow. Oh, snake bite. And he's like mourning her for like 3 weeks. And she just shows up like one day. She's just back. It's like he freaks out like, oh, why? I thought you were dead. Blah, blah, blah. She doesn't look like a zombie. She's completely normal Aubrey Plaza. Didn't know what happened. And then slowly, it's kind of like has the Shaun of the Dead feel where the entire world is going to shit in the background, but the main characters never notice. Where there is a zombie apocalypse happening, but everyone else is just kind of going on with their day. And then it gets full circle. She starts getting like super strong and eating people. It's pretty good.
That's awesome.
All right, it's Life After Beth.
I have a show and tell this week, actually.
Whoa, you had two last week and one this week? Who are you and what did you do with Alex?
I'm stepping up my game. So, I don't know if you saw, I left because I was watching the trailer on your computer, but there is a game coming out on Steam that is part dungeon crawler, part rhythm game.
Yeah, Trey was showing me that
Crypt of the Necrodancer.
Yeah. Cool. Like, Trey was showing it to me, but the word roguelike was in the first two words. Like, the first two words were a roguelike, and I don't like roguelikes, and so I'm worried I won't like it, but I haven't watched the trailer to see if it looks good yet.
Roguelike?
Yeah. Do you know what roguelikes are?
No.
Roguelikes are like the infinitely randomly generated, freakishly hard, everything takes a turn, like, everything stops when you stop moving, moving is a turn, attacking is a turn, all
okay.
those things.
You
usually have one, like, one life.
Yeah.
One and done.
No one and done.
Yeah, and the game starts over.
Binding of Isaac.
Binding of Isaac is the most recent, like, popular roguelike. But
I didn't know that term.
But yeah, and I usually don't like them. Like I kind of want to try and get into Pokemon Mystery Dungeon because it's like the beginner's guide to roguelikes, and then I'll try it from there. But I don't know. I just everyone I've played so far, I'm like, I don't care.
Oh man, Pokemon Mystery Dungeon sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah,
I should pick that up.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to play it.
Yeah,
forever.
Me too.
Because it always looked like oh.
And apparently, like the stories are like really really good and
yeah.
sad, but. But yeah, Crypt of the Necrodancer. Do you have other words for it? Besides it just looks awesome, because it's rhythm action?
You can play with a GDR pad, dog.
Oh, that's really
right.
cool.
You can hook up a fucking GDR pad and play this game.
That sounds pretty cool. Am I...
Now what do you got to say about it?
Do they still
sell
GDR
pads? I hadn't seen
the store.
You should watch the trailer.
Okay.
I really can't explain it.
Because the...
Other than the trailer can.
The...
Just look it up on Steam.
Like the screenshots or whatever, because I was on my phone, and for some reason the phone doesn't do videos on Steam. And so, just the screenshots, I was like, it looks like a music-themed roguelike. But I didn't, but then I...
Watch some gameplay videos.
And I will.
It said it was like Beat Hazard, and you put your own music into it, too.
Nice.
So.
Yeah.
Cool. Coming this fall, DLC, The Red Heroes for Crypt of the Necrodancer.
I heard they just bought Rocksmith, the 2014 edition.
Yeah.
It's like, it came like from Amazon. What'd you buy? It's like, oh, I just found out about this. Like, it's... Like, 4 years old, and
yeah.
really? Why? Like, it's the last game I think anyone would buy.
Yeah. If I had a USB guitar, I probably would do it.
It's just a cable.
USB.
Yeah, it's just the cable
yeah.
in the game.
I played the first one for a little bit. I had it, because it just, well, I might as well try it out.
Yeah.
I did learn, like, a Black Key song from it,
yeah.
so that's about
And, like, with the keyboard for Rock Band 3, like, I now am way more proficient at the keyboard than I was before Rock Band 3. But,
yeah,
but, yeah, so, like, I wouldn't be opposed to it.
It's actually pretty fun.
If I was going to do the show and tell thing,
yeah.
it hasn't come out recently. It's actually been out for a really long time. But if I was going to suggest anything that I got to finally watch recently, there's this biopic called Watch Me Fall, and it's about the garage rock musician Jay Reitard. And yes, Reitard, because it's spelled R-E-T-A-E-R-T.
thought it was R-E-A.
No, dude, it's purposely misspelled wrong. Like, you hear him in the
Yeah,
videos,
no, I know
it's like
wrong, but...
It's weird. Fucking, like, however they have it spelled, it's fucked up. But it's J-retards. I'm gonna call it that for the rest of the explanation, just because I hate fucking doing the proper missaying of it to fit that shit. It's basically J-retard's biopic, and Watch Me Fall is really cool, because you get to see the part where he went from being just this scrappy little pissed off dude, and, like, he talks about all the stories when he was growing up and shit. And it's cool, because you see the videos where he's super professional and shit, and he's trying to be really respectful and talk about his philosophies on life, and then it goes and it shows the part where he's on stage and he's pissed off at somebody, fucking beats the shit out of him, and that's what wrecks the show. It's just kind of funny, because it's really, I guess, human in a way. Because it's not like a lot of biopics about me.
Did you say cumin? Like spicy?
Yeah, it's like cumin. It's quite cumin. It tastes like tacos. This movie tasted like tacos.
I fuckhead. I was actually bringing up something I thought was cool. And you're just like, oh, sucker punch.
We got a riff on it, man.
Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, there are, shitting on this kid since 2006,
there are
man.
Eight
is there something
in
you
room.
Like? Let me piss on it. So
he has crushed my fucking hopes and dreams since day one I met this kid. Get used to it.
That explains why you're such a bitch all the time.
Oh. Podcast backyard fight.
Yeah.
All right,
let's all drag our matches into
it?
The yard and make a ring.
Do you have a show to tell, friend? Anything cool? It could be
album?
Band, anything you've seen recently?
He didn't even introduce himself.
No he forgot.
He said like
you?
Six words and hasn't even introduced himself. Just a warm body.
Yeah, most of the words you said are in the part that we're having to cut out.
Now I'm gonna wonder what's that part they cut out?
Can you put it right here? It's about
okay. So, do you have a show on top?
Not really. None that I can think of.
What's a recent band you've been listening to?
Something. A recent band I've been listening to?
Yeah.
A lot?
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure my music tastes a lot different from yours.
That's fine.
But, Nails? Have you ever heard of Nails?
No. That's... Have you last year?
Oh. Nope. Yeah. Nails.
Well, sure
terrible Waco band.
Nails.
What kind of music are they?
Like hardcore?
Hardcore?
Mm. Yeah.
Cool. I'll look him up. Ian 2? Yeah.
Ian 2. I'm older than him, so I'm technically Ian 1.
Yeah. Fuck off! I would murder you in cold blood.
I was like 10
bitch.
When he was born.
Alright, Ian Lutz.
I would murder you in the mouth, Ian Lutz! In the mouth!
Bleep out that last name. I don't want my identity known. Okay. I got warrants.
So do all three of us.
Yeah, dude, I've got a fucking warrant right now.
You're supposed to bring me your social security card last week.
Like, mine's for petty theft, dude. Be afraid.
Just say it out loud.
Yeah.
Put it up on the...
Yeah, I'll write it down. What's your social security number, your credit card, and your mom's maiden name?
Also, what's the security code on the back of your credit card?
Also, I need your shoe size and the list of your fears.
And what was your high school mascot? And what was the first card you drove?
I actually dressed up as my high school mascot at one point, because my mom was like the leader of the fucking PTA, right? And she had a thing she was doing with kids. It was like some sort of like fall carnival because she was, you know, the leader of the PTA at elementary school. And I dressed up. She got the official high school mascot uniform for me to dress up in because she liked me to dress up in stuff for her every once in a while, which sounds kind of kinky. But let me tell you the stuff I dressed up in as before I was Tigo the Tiger. I was Curious George. I have been Clifford the Big Red Dog, which was the worst suit ever, and I crushed some kids' dreams because I was sweating balls in that suit. I took off the head and laid on the ground. I look over, and there's a kid that just walked into the library, shocked, pale face, just cries and runs off. I'm like,
No, fuck that kid for believing he's an actual Big Red Dog.
I know, fuck that kid, right? But I have been Lizzie the Lizard from the Magic School Bus. I've been one of the Berenstain Bears. I have been a lot of scholastic...
Lizzie, want to prove that you live in an alternate universe?
What's that?
It's the Berenstain Bears.
Berenstain Bears?
It's not the Berenstain.
That's how it's actually spelled. Are the Berenstain Bears Jewish?
No. Well, and they're
Jesus.
Berenstain.
They are the Jesus.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Thanks for blowing my mind and destroying me forever.
Like, that's my favorite Mandela effect ever. Like, I have one about Super Troopers where I swear Super Troopers came out in, like, 1999. Mm. Because, like, I remember it being, like, at the, like, back when we rented videos. I remember it being at the video store, mom not letting me watch it. But it came out, like, 2006 or whatever.
Shit,
it was weird. Dude. But everybody, is it the Berenstain Bears? Is it the Berenstain Bears? And no one, like...
Yeah.
Do you have a show and tell?
Yes. I have dressed up as the tiger from the high school, which is one of the only non-scholastic characters that I have partaken in, you know, hugging children, really awkward stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Around the crotch area.
Yep.
But I had a escort from one of my friends to make sure the kids weren't fucking with me when I was walking around and waving and whatnot. And as he's taking a picture of me in the suit, I just raise up a big fat middle finger. And I actually ended up making a MySpace for that.
That's awesome.
Because that was back when MySpace was a thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a hidden MySpace for a while. My mom would have gotten in a lot of trouble. They actually ended up seeing it as they walked by and made me delete the MySpace.
I had a
for
secret
it.
MySpace that I would go to the library to use.
Like, I had a character. I had a bunch of friends, too. I had more friends.
Nightline.
I had more friends on my fake tiger account than I did real friends. It was bad. But then I had to delete it.
I had my math teacher as a MySpace friend. Like, he didn't make it. Like, all the other students made it for him. So various amounts of people had it. And that guy was awesome because he was a Vietnam vet. And so he would tell us, it's like... about, like, if we, like, misbehave, he's like, I've killed 58 people. Because he's like,
58
he's like
kills.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I even killed the commanding officer of my group because he went insane and he was going to get us killed, so I killed him. And we used to mess with him because his arms were so hairy that it just looked like there was just a full bred cat, like, living on his arms. And so he'd walk by and we'd just be like, meow.
Oh, this math class is like, if you blow off three fingers off two arms, like, what was it?
He was
your math teacher?
Yeah, he was awesome. Because if we got in trouble, we'd be like, oh, come on, man. He'd write us up. He's like, okay, I won't wet you up this time. Next time I will. All you had to do was every time just like, come on, man.
Okay.
And then, like, one time that he was like, I'm going to write you up. He's like, and then he goes, and then my friend goes, come on, man. And he's like, okay, next time you're going to be walking in the office. And he goes, and he starts singing, these boots are made for walking. And he's like, and then he wrote him up after that. It's the best thing ever. And then he just, because he was a bigger guy, he was just, it's like, if I miss lunch for this teacher, it's like, hell's going to pay. It was the best thing ever. I love that teacher.
Do you have a show?
Oh, the middle finger thing. That's what I was talking about.
Do you have a copy
old
of that
story.
Or is it gone?
I think my friend Gary has a copy of it.
Great.
I think he's the only copy of that photograph.
That's great. What about you, Marcus?
Current band I'm listening to a lot is called Perfect Pussy.
All right.
Very good.
What kind of music are they?
Punk rock.
Punk rock?
Yeah. Really good.
Nice.
Dude, that sounds like a great name for a band.
I've actually heard of Perfect Pussy.
Yeah, they are. They're really good.
It's elusive, but I have heard of it.
That's awesome.
Perfect Pussy is constantly elusive.
Emma?
I haven't done much lately. I went and saw Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
And that was awesome. Did you all see it?
That should be everybody's show and tell.
Yeah.
Go watch Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's so feels
good. Dude, my parents told me that earlier today. So, like,
it's so good.
Hey, man, my mom's a Hellboy fan. She's why I started reading Hellboy.
And they're not going to make another one.
I fucking know, right?
Oh, it's like
we're not talking
Ron
about
Perlman
that right now.
Ron Perlman's
that's
a
whole like 20-minute rant in itself.
That
let's
we've
not
had
talk
in
about
every
it.
Other.
We've had before.
I'm gonna
other.
Have it right now. Shut up.
No.
Oh no, we're
gonna not.
No, well, just, oh yeah, like obviously in that movie is like really great because there's so many characters that you think would be the thing that is the train wreck of that movie, and they all end up being really great and very deep, and you care about each of these characters. Because I've talked to a lot of people like, oh, I don't want to watch it because of the raccoon. I was like, you should, because that's one of the best characters in the entire movie.
Yeah.
And
what happens with
Eric? You have to watch
it. What's the fucking movie?
No spoilers. No spoilers here.
People don't like Rocket Raccoon because they think that
he'll be
goofy.
Silly. But
yeah.
He's not silly. He's like the most serious one there.
And
except
I,
for the metal leg.
And yeah. But what I love about it, too, is because when they announced Guardians, I was like, oh, this is going to be the one movie that's going to derail everything Marvel has done so far. Because it's like, I'm like, when I first thought of it, it was like, oh, watching a raccoon... sitting next to Captain America is going to be the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen, but they ended up doing it really well, and Bradley Cooper
and
just knocks it out of the park.
When that gets to happen.
Yeah, and it's amazing. So everyone should see it.
Yeah. And we still haven't played... Both of us had Dice Masters last week, and neither
no,
of us have
neither,
still played
I know, it. And I'm obsessed with it, and I still haven't played it. Like, I got into Hearthstone, so I've been playing that a lot lately, so...
Yeah.
That Hearthstone hangover you had the other day.
My show and tell is food. It is Boardwalk Burger. I think we've mentioned it casually before.
I've ate twice.
But they have happy hour from 3 to 6 Monday through Thursday where all food except hot dogs are 50% off, which is amazing. And they do... there's ice cream outside. They do... Everything they have, they can make a lettuce wrap out of it and like, to take off the bun, be low carb since I'm on the low carb diet. And they use romaine lettuce, which is amazing. And they have the best sauce and the best fries in the world. So much so that like, I only can have like 20 carbs a day on this diet. I spent probably all 20 of them earlier because I had to have one of their fucking fries because it's the best shit in the world.
So I have a question. What's the name of this place again?
Boardwalk Burger. It's over by HEB.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode brought to you by Boardwalk Burger.
Yeah. In the past 7 days, I've gone five times, which is ridiculous. But,
That cholesterol.
I know, right? And so I texted them, because they have the owner puts his phone number up in the store, says, text me, tell me if we're doing anything bad. And then, of course, if we're doing anything good. So I went and did, like, a whole page of how, like, great they were. And his response back, I could tell he's, like, almost in tears. He's like, wow, thank you. It means so much. And I was like, man, they might be, like, going out of business or something. And I just gave him hope to keep open.
Is that the place, all the nautical stuff inside?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I've been there with you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because it's super good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
But yeah, and so this is me telling all my listeners in Norway to come to Austin, Texas and eat a Boardwalk Burger so they don't shut down because I love them.
Dude, I bet that Norwegian guy feels so loved getting shout-outs.
Yeah, he's getting so many shout-outs.
Yeah, but the first time was kind of insulting. I don't know if he's listened to this.
It's like, dude, I know you're beating off right now, but we'd love it if you came down and shared a burger with us.
Tried to kill us.
Yeah, before you kill us, come have a burger with us.
Yeah, but now he's already going to be suspecting my sword. We have to come up with another one. But
yeah.
So,
just Home Alone style traps all through the house.
We need to get out of here. So, I am Sam Allman.
Well, I should be Howie.
I'm Alex McElroy.
I'm Ian. Ryan.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Ian, too.
I'm Mark.
I'm a Gene Taylor.
But, it has been a load of people.
I gave him some chocolate that could make him fly. He might be a squirrel, but he's still a nice guy. Plays with the bees as he sings in the trees. My best friend's a squirrel. I gave him some chocolate that could make him fly. He might be a squirrel, but he's still a nice guy. Plays with the bees as he sings in the trees. My best friend's a squirrel. My best friend's a squirrel. Joined the Corps and he fought in the war. All the while he was still a squirrel. He has a place in history. His old best friend was Robert E. Lee. Gave everybody the right to vote. And now he's out there rocking the boat. Headed his way to Capitol Hill. But he is still a squirrel. He is still a squirrel. Squirrel.
go to yourdfstv.com. That's yourdfstv.com.